morning. It is Bill Maupin and John Billups joining me today. City Council Day on the talk show. And again, it is last week we had Chad Bird in and talked a little bit about the meetings you had in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Southeast Iowa Days and the number of people. Good representation, good discussions. You got a chance to hopefully get some things done. As I said, what's the number one thing that's on people's minds around here is, and I think it is getting more dollars for bridges and mm-hmm. roads and connecting roads.
Yeah,
right?
That was definitely probably the best of all the times I've gone up to Southeast Iowa Days back when I was chamber member and city council. Was for the best presentations that second day. Our goal is to get as many funds as we can from the state for our infrastructure needs, as well as getting it from the federal level. You know, the fact of the matter is that those dollars are out there, but you have to fight and compete to get them. You know, and we have a potential project right now that we're trying to get approval from the state for, and that would be Merge LLC on the old for the old fogies, the typewriter shop building. And, you know, that's contingent on us receiving some grants. And so it was a great time to go up there and explain to them that, look, these grants could be a catalyst for another $5 million project downtown.
You know, we were talking, we had peace officers in a couple of weeks. No, just the week, it was last week. Duh. where does the time go anyway? I said, look, we've got one of the things you guys have is it okay? Fire departments need to replace trucks. Police officers or police departments need to replace trucks. They need squad cars. The city has you've got snowplows. You got all these other things. All these things that need to be replaced and try to get into the supply chain, and it's like, take a number.
Well, that was one of those things that we talked about up there. There was a real movement in the legislature about possibly changing the local option sales tax after we've just passed it. Now, for us, a local option sales tax pays for 8 officers and squad cars every year, and so we needed to make sure that that was protected, and it looks like that measure has died for now. Speaking of the police department and the fire department, they're both hiring. If you need a good job, you need your high school GED, and you need to be able to pass some physical tests. And if you can do that, and both will train you to be either a firefighter or there's extended training for paramedics. And on the officer's side, we're right now, Bill, 4 or 6 officers short of where we need to be. So if some young person out there, a middle-aged person out there, wants to change careers and wants to look at a good job, we have them.
I had we had Jason Marlowe with us from the State Patrol. Mm-hmm. He's the information director here in Southeast Iowa. And Kevin Glendenning. And Kevin said, you know what, we're having no problem. We've hired 4 new people for the Sheriff's Department. We're at full strength right now. And I said, so how are you hiring? He said, we're basically, everybody is, it's cannibalizing. You're poaching other departments.
Yeah.
And Jason Barlow said the same thing. He said, where do you get your office? He said, we get them all from local departments. We get people with law enforcement experience in there.
And we've done that too. You know, we'll get them from smaller towns or bigger cities that are looking for a change of pace. And Burlington is relatively safe, but we're sending 2 to the academy this year. But we are looking to hire more. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. As I said, I looked at I was just driving around. Okay, the price of gas obviously is going up. The price of everything is mm-hmm. going up right now. I don't know how that affects price of gas surging higher. That affects, let's face it, everything you have, this vehicle that's running on gas, is it's going to cost more. I don't know how that works, but I'm not sure exactly the supply chain issues. Has been sort of a helter-skelter thing.
Well, let's go back to the fire department.
Yeah.
They ordered a vehicle over a year ago. Then it was put off. Finally, and we had ordered all the components. It was for the fire marshal's truck, all the components, and then we get word that they've canceled the order.
Yeah.
And we can get the next year model. Well, the next year model would not accommodate all the stuff that the city had already bought
for the model you got. Yeah.
So what do they have to do? They had to go out and search the internet to find a used one.
Right.
So that we weren't out, I think it was $65,000,
$7,000 in that. Yep, on equipment.
So, you know, yeah, we're going to need police cars. We're going to need trucks. I know that the sanitation department has tried to order and, you know, looking way out in the future before we'd even get it.
Yeah, we have buses ordered and, you know, we're the supply chain problems are a huge deal. And then, like you were alluding to on the gas prices, you know, Steve, with supply chain problems, our chemicals are all costing. We're like a business.
Well, yeah.
Our chemicals are costing us more. Our gas is going to cost us more. There could be a real potential budget problem looming with those increased costs, just like that is on Main Street or on Roosevelt Avenue. They are all having to endure extra costs right now.
Three quarters of every item, of every business, of every consumer good is all delivered by trucks, which are all based on, they all need fuel, and they're all going to be. Now, the other problem we're facing, we're 75,000 semi-drivers short. That's what's the biggest issue. Their CDL, you got to, you're talking about, if you get a CDL, you get a job.
Yeah. And the problem is the state has just, or I don't know if it's the federal government or the state, has just put in a requirement that you have to go through a college course to get your CDL. That college course is costing between $35,000 and $4,000. So that has been limited more the potential people going into truck driving.
Well, and that adds to the cost of goods. You know, I mean, everything adds to the cost of goods. So we have some real problems, Lou.
Well, look at the price of used cars. And I brought this up. My wife got I bought a car for my wife in 2019, before the pandemic. And gets a letter in the mail. They want to pay her $3,000 if she'll trade. If she'll sell her car, they'll pay $3,000 more than she paid for it. And she says, then what do I do? I said, then you'd have to, because everything else is up. Used cars are up 40%.
Yeah,
a year ago.
We're fairly lucky. I mean, as far as our dealerships here in Burlington, I think they saw this crisis coming, so they kind of stocked up beforehand. So there's still some good selection out there. But, yeah, everything is going up. Inflation is raging right now, and we need to do something to tamp it down.
So. I'm trying to figure out how that affects all of the components that go into all of the programs and all of the construction that you've got going on. Tiger Grant is going on. I don't know if that has – I think – is that pretty much all signed, sealed, delivered? Or?
Yeah, once those contracts and bids are accepted, there's no unless it's a change order, there's no exclusion from that. So then it's on the contractor to be as fast and efficient as they can, so they can recoup as many dollars as they can from the cost. But it is going to be a thing. I can see where if this runs away unchecked, this inflation and the supply issues continue. You know, we're going to have to allow more money for bids on stuff.
So. They did talk about, the buildings that are being refurbished or basically converted right now. The typewriter shop, some other buildings are being worked. The Tama building project is underway. You've got more loft apartments down the street. But one of the other things that we're seeing, especially in major cities right now, is surging rent prices. I don't know whether that... I'm going to guess it probably depends on where you are and what sort of things you've got going on, but it's if you're
not just rent, it's home ownership too. I think there's times where we as Iowans, you know, we look towards the coasts and we think, oh man, it'd be great to have a little more of this and that. Well, we're already there on one of them. I mean, if you go to either coast and you look at a house that's for sale,
that's
the starting bid. There, it could be anywhere up to half a million to a million or several million more. you know, we're here still lucky enough that we can counter offer.
Again, I hate to keep bringing my wife up, but she said, you know, we're talking about retiring. I said, we're not retiring. The earliest we're retiring is 2025. Okay, what are we, 2022 right now?
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to just talk about selling the house. And then I said, you realize that we're not going to find, you know, any other property that we'd be looking at is going to cost a whole lot more just about any other place you go. And it isn't going to be any cheaper.
Well, even for the same thing. And, you know, that's one of the things we've, the city has dusted off our renovations abatements, because right now it makes much more sense to renovate your property.
Right.
There's some parameters that are involved, but you can actually abate your taxes for your improvements to your home. And as you're alluding to right now, if you sold your house and try to buy a house for a similar house, it's going to cost you scads more money. And
indeed,
so you really, if you like where you're at and you like where you live and we need to improve our housing stock anyway, really contact the city and ask about the renovation abatement program.
Yeah, I think there's, well, and my wife did, we were going to go, I think I mentioned in fact earlier, we had a European vacation planned in 2020. Of course, what a year that was turned out to be, but didn't happen. I did get all my money back eventually, 110 days after they said they'd have it all paid back to me. But I went, so the money comes back in. I said, well, we're not going to Europe. We're not doing it. So my wife started doing, she was home. She was home because it wasn't any other thing to do. She completely redid the upstairs bath, downstairs bath. She redid the kitchen, repainted everything, all new furniture in the living room. Whole new color scheme, a new guest bedroom. I mean, all of these, the things that basically go into, you know, when you don't have anything else, going, it's sort of like, it's a void. I think that's one of the things we found. Home improvement projects.
Skyrocketed during 2020.
And landscaping and all of the other things that go into that. I know that I had Steve Ritter on talking. We have him on every Saturday. And he said, the last 2 years have been the best 2 years in his business ever.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you to your wife for her contribution to the economy.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Well, what we have to remember is that in 4 days, it'll be March 13th, and it was 2 years ago on March 13th that everything started closing down.
Yeah. March 17th is when I know John remembers this because you've got some business contacts and an awful lot of corned beef and cabbage.
It was a rough day, man, I'm telling you. And, you know, hats off to our governor because, you know, that was the correct probably action at the time, but then she also modified that approach. And I think Iowa came out of this whole ordeal better than most states. We were quicker to respond to our economy and quicker to respond on a lot of things. So I have a lot of admiration for how she led us through there.
You know, it feels, and I'll ask you, does it feel normal? It feels normal to me right now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm guessing at Notre Dame it feels normal there too, right?
Yeah. It's been pretty much normal for...
Yeah.
Well, and thanks. And then and again, I'm going to toot Councilman Maupin's horn. He's the principal at Notre Dame. And thanks to his leadership, Notre Dame was basically, you know, we were in school, you know, besides the spring of 2020, we started right back up 2 weeks early and we went right through that. And the staff there and the administration really got Notre Dame back on solid footing and going. So. Thanks, Bill.
My wife had a period of time during that spring, the spring of 2020, which was kind of crazy. We're trying to get, you know, trying to do Zoom classes and things like that. Learned how to do it, but by the next fall, she has the fall of 2020. She's been a full time teacher doing all of the stuff normally. They have had, there's been some, an on and off mask mandate type of situation. That's off now, I think. But we've gone through a lot of different things to get to where we are. and we seem to have battled the CDC on a lot of things.
Yeah, I think we're as normal as we're going to get.
The information and look at how the information flow has changed over the course of these 2 years. Right. I remember Pat Cohen coming in telling me they had like the Ghostbusters team that would have to go, that would go into the locker room, and they all had, they'd spray everything down. It was a fairly costly project. They would spray everything down before a game, before anybody would go in. Then after the game, they would spray it all down again. Mm-hmm. and after every time somebody used it, it got completely sprayed. We had somebody, every doorknob, every light switch, everything else was being swabbed
But in the school world, that's not unusual, especially like during a flu season.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, that is pretty.
Well, what happened? The flu pretty much disappeared in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's back up to some degree. I don't know how absenteeism has been this year.
It's not terrible, but when we do, I mean, in 35 years in education, anytime we've had a flu epidemic, those kind of mitigation procedures go into place where the custodians are spraying doorknobs or spraying commonly used surfaces. So it's
a good thing. It was a good thing no matter what.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was a good thing even if it wasn't specifically for COVID or for anything else. It did help. It did help keep some of those other things down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a break for news. We've got Bill Maupin and we've got John Billups joining us. I guess we're going to talk about the budget, which is apparently, hopefully, signed, sealed, ready to be delivered, and also all of the other things that are going on this year and ways to increase our property values. You're going to talk about that. Hey, work on your house, increase the property values. That helps the city. Okay, pay more taxes, but helps the city. That helps the city, too.
The Burlington Greyhound Boys open 4A state tournament play Wednesday afternoon on KBUR. Join Scott Mason and Brad Honig as Burlington takes on top-ranked Ames. Brought to you by Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance and by Zeiser's Landscaping and Greenhouse. Also brought to you by Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America, Bob Dodd's Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, and Pizza Ranch. Burlington Ames Boys 4A state quarterfinal basketball. Wednesday afternoon at noon on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hey, it's Deion Sanders. They call me Coach Prime now. You already know Walmart is your one-stop shop for all those game day essentials. Now, Walmart and Gillette Labs are teaming up to take your game day to the next level. You got to swing by the shave aisle to snag the new Gillette Labs razor and get that W, man.
The new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar for a shave as quick and easy as washing your face.
Can you ship out that order to the branch in Savannah?
Yep, it's got bananas.
No, Savannah.
Yeah, I'm also going to add some strawberries.
You know, maybe instead of giving everyone their own personal blenders to make smoothies at our desks, they should have just ordered food through Easy Cater.
Oh, sorry, Jill, I can't right now. Gotta ship that order out to Savannah.
Some food just doesn't work at work.
But Easy Cater just does. Food for work, on time, and as ordered.
From over 82,000 restaurants. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
STEMFest is back. Join us on Saturday, March 12th at SCC in West Burlington. Check out tons of cool hands-on exhibits in science, technology, engineering, and math, like robotics, computer design, the Niobe Zoo, a mad scientist show, and more. Plus, get free stuff. So get the kids out of the house and bring them to SCC for some educational fun at STEMFest. Saturday, March 12th from 10 to 1 at SCC in West Burlington.
At Food Bank of Iowa, every day is Veterans Day. No one should go hungry, especially those who have served our country bravely. If you need help with food, go to foodbankiowa.org to find pantries near you. That's foodbankiowa.org.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. Burlington Downtown Partners is seeking interested local entrepreneurs who could use some extra money to grow their business. The Open for Business Contest is an opportunity for businesses located within a state-designated Main Street district to compete for a chance to win up to $28,000 in grant funds to assist with a business development or expansion project that will help them grow their business. Businesses must complete an online application and submit a short video outlining their business idea and how it will benefit the local economic climate in their community. A 25% cash match is required, and businesses must have been in operation for at least 1 year to apply. For more information, visit greaterburlington.com. Des Moines police say they have arrested six teenagers in a shooting outside a school that killed a 15-year-old boy and seriously injured two teenage girls. Police say gunshots fired Monday afternoon outside East High School came from several shooters from multiple vehicles. Police said Tuesday that those arrested range in age from 14 to 17. Police identified the 15-year-old killed as Jose David Lopez of Des Moines. Police say he was the intended target of the shooting and he was not a student at East. Police say the other two teens who were shot were females aged 16 and 18 who both attend East and were in a group that included Lopez. A federal judge sentenced a suburban Chicago couple to 18 months of probation Tuesday for entering the U.S. Capitol through a broken window during the January 6th riot and joining a mob trying to break into the congressional chambers. 72-year-old John Schubert and 62-year-old Amy Schubert of Crest Hill pled guilty in December to misdemeanor charges of unlawful entry of a government building. John Schubert must also pay a $1,500 fine, and Amy Schubert must pay a $2,000 fine. They must also pay $500 in restitution each and perform 100 hours of community service. Prosecutors said the couple entered the Capitol through a broken window shortly after Congress evacuated. From the KBOR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Gas prices are up again to $4.25 a gallon on average nationwide, 8 cents more than yesterday, 60 cents more than last week. Florida is one of 35 states where gas is over $4.
I mean, that's ridiculous, man. Come on, $4 a gallon. You know, give us a break.
I'm paying more and just dealing with it.
Yeah.
Life goes on.
Yeah.
You know, where it shouldn't be like this. This is hurting a lot of other people. Probably worse than me.
They're in Tampa. California has the highest prices in the country. Kansas and Oklahoma the lowest. Congress has passed the $107 billion Postal Service Reform Act.
The legislation eases budget requirements for benefit plans to be paid in advance, ensures six-day-a-week mail delivery, and increases transparency about delivery times. The 79-19 vote in the Senate followed a 342-92 vote in the House last month.
Fox's Jared Alpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly sunny this morning. Increasing clouds this afternoon. A high to 38 degrees. We'll have mostly cloudy skies tonight. Low down to 21. Look for snow developing. Mainly afternoon Thursday. Could see an inch or two. A high to 29 degrees with northeast winds gusting to 20. 40% chance of light snow before midnight Thursday night. Low to 19. Little or no additional accumulation. And partly sunny Friday with a high to 31 degrees. Right now, just mostly sunny skies, now 33.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Stocks are poised to rally into the green this morning on Wall Street as oil prices fall. The major averages are coming off four down days in a row. They're all in correction. With the NASDAQ now in a bear market, although that could change today. A bear market means on average is down 20% from a recent all-time high. McDonald's, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi are halting operations in Russia. Although it's business as usual for Pepsi's snacks division, which is more profitable there. It includes Frito-Lay and Lay's potato chips. Congress reached a deal on more than $13 billion in support aid for Ukraine and Europe. Bitcoin up 8% this morning, around 42,000, according to CoinDesk, on an executive order from President Biden supporting the development of a framework for cryptocurrencies that's seen as good for digital assets. Apple has the exclusive rights to carry Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Hey, hey you. Ever wanted to learn a new language, like French or Spanish, or even Norwegian, but thought it'd be too difficult or time-consuming? If so, it's time to try Babbel. Babbel lets you customize how and when you learn. Quick 10-minute lessons on words,
siesta,
bambola, phrases and grammar,
Lost on Koffer.
To games that keep it exciting. Listen to podcasts on the go or take live online classes with a real teacher.
Hola, clase. ¿Cómo están?
It's really up to you. In no time, chatting about real-life topics will feel, well, effortless. Go ahead. See where Babbel takes you.
Ah, Paris.
More ways to explore, more ways to learn. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
It's almost time for the Shamrock Shuffle. Get your green on and kick off St. Patrick's Day during the 5K run and walk on Saturday, March 12th at Crapo Park. You can still register at BurlingtonKiwanis.com or the day of the race. If you've already registered, don't forget to pick up your packet at the Burlington Bees Stadium at Community Field on Friday, March 11th from 11 to 6. The Shamrock Shuffle is brought to you by Burlington Kiwanis and presented by Mankey & Company.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them. Having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
Iowa faces Northwestern or Nebraska in the Big Ten Tournament Thursday at 12 noon. Brought to you by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Courtesy Door Sales and Service. Pizza Ranch. Bickle Cycling and Fitness. And by the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99. 3 and 1490 KBUR. Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
City Council Day today. We've got the mayor of the city of Burlington, John Billups. We have City Council member Bill Maupin, two gentlemen who also work together in their day jobs as the development director of Notre Dame and also the principal of Notre Dame. And again, we're just talking about how close we are to being normal, how close everything is. And it feels normal. And I guess if that's really all it really has to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now, I'm not going to say I'm bulletproof, but it's like, okay, I had two vaccinations, I had a booster, and I had the Omicron variant. So, I mean, I don't know what could get me right now.
Better knock on wood.
Well, knocking on wood right now. Okay. All right.
That's tempting fate.
Oh, I don't know. It is. I can never do that.
No. Okay. All right. Well, let's run back that one again.
Run that one back.
we're gonna scratch that last comment anyway. Anyway, we're talking about how the effects of things have been on the city. One of the things we did have is that the Tiger Grant is going on, mm-hmm. and I think we talked a little bit about this. I talked to Chad. I also talked to Nick McGregor about it, and the intersection of Central and Jefferson.
Right.
And there was they extended the sidewalk on both sides mm-hmm. to make it a two lane. The issue that comes in, it was also the place where if you're a semi driver and you come off the freeway, where are you going to come? You're going to take the Central Avenue exit You're going to come on down that hill or whatever, and then you're going to want to turn on Jefferson to serve the people that businesses there.
Yeah, there was a problem there. You know, that's the one spot on Jefferson for the downtown area that there's not a stop sign at on both directions. And so as you're rolling and you're trying to get out of traffic, it, you know, we found that the radius was too sharp on that. So that'll be something they'll change this spring. They'll change the radius on that. And we're going to pick up a parking spot there because what you see on a blueprint sometimes doesn't always work. And that's why you have change orders, and that's why you have some changes in the plan. So I know Nick and the architects have gone up and down the block to look at what they can do to make sure that's easier. You know, Bill and I and the council apologize to citizens right now. Look, folks. It's going to be a mess for the next couple of years.
It was a starting point. Right, it was an idea, and it's one of those things, you know, can look good on paper.
Yeah,
but it doesn't work as well when you actually have real traffic.
Yeah, and that's why we have the professionals that we do working for the city, because they recognize that and they reached out to the people affected, and you know, we try to get the word out that that's going to change. But as I was saying before, it's going to be a mess for a couple of years. All this progress that we have going on. We'll have Harrison Street is being done. When Harrison Street's done, we're going to be moving on to summer. But and we've got the Main Street, the Jefferson Project. After that's done, we'll be moving on to Washington. So for the next couple of years, we've got a pretty ambitious improvement program for our city. But you can't do that without it being a little messy. So we're going to ask people to be as patient as they can and look in a couple of years. The end result should be really beneficial. I mean, even Central Street, Central Street was one of the worst roads from angular south, and now it's a pleasure to drive, you know. Yeah. But it takes time to do those projects, and we're trying to be as proactive as we can. I think I've been here since and paying attention to city stuff since at least 1980. And I've rarely seen the city departments reach out like they have the last 3 years as far as trying to educate what's going on, trying to give people warnings about traffic situations and that type of thing, and working with the merchants and the residents to try to mitigate some of those inconveniences. So my hat's off to the city staff on that. And you know, if we can just be a little patient, we're going to get this stuff done, and we're going to be a better city for it.
Well, and I think the other thing is the flood mitigation project alone has been a huge improvement to the entire downtown. And it will be there. We're in stage. I'm not sure where we are, what stage.
Well, we changed the phases up, so it's hard to keep track.
Well, it doesn't matter whatever phase. Yeah. Right now, we're safe all the way from I believe it is the north boat ramp all the way to the lift station.
Right.
And that in itself is a huge thing. And what you've got HESCO barriers for areas where you can't, you know, because you keep the water out one place, it's going to come in some other place.
Right.
So you've got HESCO barriers to help you out, too.
We'll still have some of those. You know, the next couple of phases, one will be around the waterworks wastewater plant. Two will be around the depot. So we've got some phases left to go. And, you know, the thing about the Tiger and the flood wall, you know, you're looking at $45 million in infrastructure investment in our community. And what that costs Burlington, because we leverage state and federal funds, is around $4.5 to $5 million. So, I mean, that is our job as the job of staff and the job of councils to go out and find those monies, you know. And, you know, even some of the decisions we make, like Memorial Auditorium, our last go around with Venue Works, the city paid them $495,000 plus other upkeep costs of the auditorium. We couldn't do anything with the auditorium because of Vision Iowa money until 2026. We hire the local boys, BRE.
What a difference.
Yeah.
What an incredible difference.
Their subsidy was $250. Now it's down to $200. It's negotiated to go down every year. And they get a check back for our proceeds. So it actually ended up being about $188, something like that. Or actually,
$182.
And so they were saying, well, we saved $68,000. Well, they did off the subsidy, but if you look at versus Venue Works, they saved us $316,000.
Considering the fact that the last 2 years have been pandemic years. So
pandemic and the year before that flood, and yet they keep chugging. Hire local all the time.
They always try to do different things. Yep. They're not set.
Ice skating rink is going to be huge
in
January.
Huge. Yeah. You know, I remember when they did the first Haunted House.
Yeah.
It was going to be, well, now it's a huge event.
I will admit to rolling my eyes at the Haunted House thought. I thought, man, you are nuts. And it turned out to be one of their biggest events that they have annually.
Well, what you need if you're real in a creative business, you need one partner that is absolutely creativity unleashed.
We've got two good ones.
And there. The other one has to be the business, you know, business management unleashed,
and a good board, and
do those. You put those two together. You've got that's exactly what you need. You need a good businessman, and you need a good creative person. Mm-hmm. And you put they both complement each other. Mike O'Neill and David Kroll. It's real magical.
And you bring them in, and they're here for the community. They're part of the community. And they want what's best for the auditorium for the city.
My hat's off to them, you know, and you know, I feel really good about that decision. I felt really great about it the other day when they were making their presentation about how well that's worked out. So, like, again, I guess that's where I go. A little patience. Give some of these plans a chance to get into place and let us get them resolved. I think for the first time in a long time, most everybody's heading the same direction.
Yeah.
You know, we might not agree on the target, but at least we're all paddling north.
Well, and what we're seeing is we've seen a transformation of our downtown. When did you move to Burlington?
I moved here in 76. That's when Dad hung his shingle on the main street.
1976 happened to be when the city council voted to do a thing called Steamboat Walk.
Yep.
They wanted to make it look like the Nicollet Mall. Everybody was trying to copy the Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis. The Nicollet Mall in Minneapolis worked in Minneapolis. Pretty much didn't work any other place.
No, I could see where that would work on them, maybe not on the downtown area, but it just didn't work here. And, you know, what this project is with Tiger Ant really is about roads and sidewalks.
Yeah.
Right? And new lighting. It'll look safer, feel safer downtown at night. You know, that's really what it's about. Yes, are there some amenities involved? Of course. But there's a realignment of the street, so emergency will have equal-sized sidewalks on it, and it really works out well.
Well, we've got, I'm not sure what somebody's...
Colin's on it.
Okay, Colin's on it. Okay.
Action man. Put that fire out, Colin.
and again, there we go. All right. Making sure it's not something that, not us anyway, but yeah, that's how you do things. No, I think the thing is, downtown has changed the entire complexion of downtown. We've got 24 different eating establishments downtown. You've got, a new grocery store, a new brew pub coming in.
You have an Asian grocery store.
All of these things are all, you know, one thing leads to another. You've also got the highest degree or highest percentage of millennials that are in terms of moving into the city.
Is in the downtown area.
It's in the downtown area. And one of the other things that we're seeing, or at least we have seen over the last decade, and that is people that have said, I'm sick and tired of San Francisco. I'm sick and tired of these high property taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm sick and tired of the homeless issues. And they're saying, where can I go? And you know what? Mark Denny. Mark Denny was in was in the Seattle and Portland area. He had enough of that. Now he's chief of police here. And we've got lots of other examples that have changed dramatically. In fact, it's
so many of the students that I've had over the years that have moved away, wanted to do something else, wanted to get out of Burlington. Now they're raising their own families and they're moving back.
Yeah.
I see so many of those.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Our slogan is Burlington's a great place to live, work, and play. And we want to add the word retire to it because, you know, we have a lot of people that have been away doing jobs and they come back here as their final spot, so to speak, as far as, you know, getting a job here and plan on living out my life here. And, you know, maybe they'll vacation somewhere, but they come back home. And Burlington is that for Burlingtonians. It's home. But what I alluded to earlier, I think our county, I think our sister cities, West Burlington, and all the little communities, think they're all heading in the right direction here in this area right now, and they're all looking the same direction. And man, when you get that, we're a force to be reckoned with. Iowans are great and resilient. And I'm very proud of this area, the way we've handled things.
We're going to talk.
Keyword, home.
Home. We're going to talk a little bit about the budget, and a reminder to all people that property taxes, the second half of property taxes,
way to kill it.
is due on March 31st and can now be paid online. That's the thing I learned about it anyway. We will be back with more of our special guests after this.
The Burlington Greyhound Boys open 4A state tournament play Wednesday afternoon on KBUR. Join Scott Mason and Brad Honig as Burlington takes on top-ranked Ames. Brought to you by Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance and by Sizer's Landscaping and Greenhouse. Also brought to you by Courtesy Door, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, Standard of Beaverdale, Ritter's Landscaping and Garden Center, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Burlington Ames Boys 4A State Quarterfinal Basketball Wednesday afternoon at noon on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Area Recyclers, we talk a lot about recycling and how to dispose of things right. Hi, it's Darvin with an important message about batteries. If you have rechargeable or lithium batteries, it is very important that you don't throw them in your trash. Improper battery disposal can cause dangerous fires at landfills, so here's how to dispose of them properly. Please take them to Lowe's, Target, the Hascom Center inside the DMC Regional Landfill, or to us at the Area Recyclers office during regular business hours. Thanks for your help in keeping our landfill and our employees safe.
They're forecasting a cold and blustery winter. Not something to look forward to. But something you can look forward to is coming home to a warm, toasty house. Hi, I'm Bob Jern from Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer. If your furnace is having a hard time keeping up and it has seen better days, give me a call. We'll come out and install a dependable Amana high-efficiency furnace. And right now, local utility companies are offering rebates of up to $780. With Amana, not only will you have consistent temperatures, but you'll save money on your utility bill as well. If all it needs is a little tune-up, we can do that too. We service any brand of furnace. So bring on the cold and blustery weather. You'll be warm and comfortable with a new Amana furnace. For consistent temperatures all year round, call Jern's Heating and Air Conditioning, your Amana dealer. Serving Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. With 24-hour service and never an overtime charge.
Hey guys, Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz here. Every day we get calls from people in all walks of life who want the same thing, a plan. Whether you're stuck in a job that you have no passion for or want to get on a budget, we have advice from the experts right here on The Ramsey Show.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays from 11 till 2 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome to the Rock and Roll City Council Show. We've got Bill Maupin and we've got John Billups joining me. The budget itself has been, where do we stand? Has it been actually turned into the state yet?
It hasn't been turned in. It'll be turned in March 31st. But basically it's been agreed to. We're making our notifications now, our public notices.
Levy stays the same?
Levy is staying the same.
Okay.
Our portion of the levy staying the same.
So. Okay, and we talked about housing and ways to improve housing, because I know you've got some initiatives out there to improve neighborhoods, improve properties, and help some of these neglected properties and some of these things. That's something that you'd like to basically increase the value of a lot of these neighborhoods.
We need to increase our housing stock and the way our neighborhoods look, and so. We are in the middle of it's not all set in place, but a revision of our tax abatement program for people that, A, want to build a new home, or, two, want to improve their homes. We've basically agreed to these revisions in work session, but it has to become official, so we're waiting on the attorneys to find the original documents to amend them and submit them. But you could, there's some parameters involved, but if you have a house and you're willing to do a major remodel on it, 15% of its value, you can get your taxes abated on a scale over a period of years.
Up to 10 years.
And, you know, and I don't want to say where the new program is going to be, but it's going to be really aggressive if you want to build a house specifically on an infill lot within the town or if you want to remodel it. But until we can get that approved, we don't really want to confuse people what those numbers are. But it's going to be impressive.
Well, I think that if we're looking at and I know it's 2022, and I know we just had a census, and I know we lost people. If the trend continues and we continue to see progressive growth and progressive things happening in the downtown and also around the city, it would seem that, you know, we're going to turn the corner on this population loss. I think
I certainly hope so. I mean, we've had an aggressive program. Bill's been on council a couple of years now, and you know, even what we're doing on the Roosevelt Corridor, it's not finished yet. But eventually, once we finally get that server that we've been waiting on for months, we have traffic flow cameras that they're not there to give you a ticket. They're not there to see if you're, you know, or speeding. They're there to increase the flow of traffic on Roosevelt to make it less congested. That holds off a bypass for Burlington, which to me a bypass is a death knell for most poor cities. It'll hold that off. It'll make the town improvement improved.
I've noticed it in a car, and I've noticed it on my bike. I've noticed, hey, I actually can control. I'm parked. I'm still waiting for a red light, and it senses me.
Yeah,
it actually senses me as a vehicle, and it never did. I would wait. It was like, okay, hope the car comes behind me sometime.
Yeah, so you can cross.
Can cross, but I notice once you're in a flow, that flow continues on north and south both directions.
Sure. Once that's fully automated, it's going to be a really good thing for Burlington. But I mean, you look at some of the things that the council, both councils before us and this council, and the staff is trying to do it. You know, there's nothing there that I can see that's a detriment to the city. We're trying to improve and enhance the city at really right now a breakneck pace. We met with our financial advisors, and they were saying, "Boy, you're really being aggressive right now." So for people to think it's the same old, no, it's not. We're trying to do everything we can to help Burlington.
Well, we're holding the levy.
And hold the levy.
Yeah, and you've got. Well, I'll drive my Chevy to the levee.
You drive your Chevy to the levee. But yeah, and then, as you said, Debbie Downer, property taxes are due March 31st.
I know.
But, you know, I'm just kidding you.
Oh, they were delayed. We were delayed. They were delayed like 2 months or 3 months back, back in 20. Everything was so absolutely bizarre in 2020, wasn't it?
It's pretty surreal right now. So.
One of the things we were talking about, BRE, and I think I'd mentioned this to you, the Mannheim Steamroller concert was the first concert, the first time I've ever been in that auditorium for any event where I saw a sold out show.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
We've had some great acts in the auditorium. Pat Benatar, we've had Sammy Hagar before the guys from BRE. I saw Steve Perry on his Journey Comeback tour. And you know what? The most I've ever seen that place filled to the rims was that event and midget wrestling.
The most I ever saw, Merle Haggard and Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's good to see the riverfront improvements. It's good to see the downtown improvements, and good to see the overall improvements going on around the city, because I think that's when you dress up or you improve a neighborhood, we talked about the paint-a-thon and Jim O'Neill and I have talked about that.
What a great program.
You know, the fact is when you take a house and you update it and you paint it and you make sure it's, well, everybody else, especially if everybody else, then everybody else in the, you know what, maybe I better do some things to my property.
Right. It does spark, even just cleaning up your yard, doing a little landscaping, it sparks an interest by your neighbors to maybe take care of theirs for most neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is a next city council. You have a work session coming up, And again, Bill Maupin, thank you so much for joining me.
Have a good
me.
Day, Steve.
And John, he'll be back on the 15th. I won't be, but he will be. I'll be thinking of you, though, John. Okay.
Thanks a lot. See you.